Ah, big sip of water there. Got to stay hydrated. There we are. We'll hear from Cam Hayward before we get out of here today. He had some things to say after the Steelers lost. Oh, they're showing that video from the Parkway in the fire very early this morning. Terrible, terrible situation and scene. A fatal wreck on the Parkway just above Oakland there. Bad, bad, bad deal. Tamara Rush actually drove past that on her way into work today, and she was kind of stopped in traffic and captured that. It's just an awful, awful thing. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So we had some breaking news just before I went on the air. CBS broke in with a special report, and it went like this.
CBS News special report. A federal judge dismisses the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Comey was charged with giving false statements to Congress back in 2020 and obstruction of justice. He pleaded not guilty. James, who also pleaded not guilty, was charged with bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution.
CBS's John Dickerson, the judge ruling that prosecutor Lindsay Halligan, who brought the charges at President Trump's urging, was illegally appointed. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
What the judge is saying here is that Lindsay Halligan is not in the position lawfully because there's a four-month window in which you could have an acting U.S. attorney serving as top prosecutor. That window closed September 22nd. Therefore, Halligan is not to be the U.S. attorney unless judges choose her to be.
Again, a federal judge has thrown out the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
Thank you, Vicki, as always. Great, great stuff from her. Okay, so is Trump and his administration losing some of their momentum? Let me go over some things. Pardon me. First of all, that cough. But let me go over some things. Now, there were some, maybe even bipartisan, who felt that Trump had mustered some momentum over the summer months. So the border was sealed off and has been sealed off. Okay? Some may disagree with that, but I think, by and large, people did not want other people just traipsing through, especially to the south, traipsing through and just running roughshod into our country. Okay? So that was one thing. Mark Fogel getting released. Mark Fogel, who was a school teacher that was in a Russian jail, would have died in that, would have died in that Russian jail if not for Donald Trump. There is no question. It's unequivocally true. He'd still be there. He'd be there till he died. His mother would never get to see him again. And Donald Trump made that happen. Then, when was it? June, I guess it was, that Trump sent and put together pretty covertly those three nuclear sites in Iran that got bombed. Okay? So you take those three things, they're probably even in bipartisan form, and especially in the middle, maybe of both parties, but independents and definitely the middle and sort of logical people, they looked at those three things and they said, and I know there were far more people giving the thumbs up to those three things than giving the thumbs down. Right? He didn't want Iran to have nuclear weapons any more than, well, any more. Or at least you wanted to kind of flex a little muscle on them. You wanted Mark Fogel out of jail. That's for sure. Especially here in Western Pennsylvania. It was such a big story here. And then the border. Have some control. If you ever want to have some reform on immigration, the very first thing is sealing the border. He's got to just get it under control. So Trump had mustered and gained some momentum. He was riding a wave a little bit. Has he lost that wave, considering what I just played, that federal judge dismissed the indictments against both Comey and Letitia James just today, and the judge found that the appointment of Lindsay Halligan was personal, was handpicked to try to increase pressure to bring criminal cases against Trump's political enemies? That's one thing. But there were the rebuked 50-year mortgages that MAGA and a bunch of people on Trump's side looked at and go, well, we can't do this. There was the failed redistricting in Indiana that just happened. There are the declining poll numbers. I don't know if they could be argued with all that much. And there's the economy in totality. Things are more expensive now than they were a year ago, by and large. And on top of it, I think there was a thought maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that the situation in Ukraine and Russia, that Donald Trump was going to be the guy to kind of swoop in, play peacekeeper, peacemaker, and this would all be done. Now, that's in the balance again, for sure. So at 866-391-1020, has he lost the mojo or maybe the momentum that he started to gain? It sure looks that way. And some will say, and an earlier caller said this, maybe Trump doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't care one bit. Well, does the Republican Party care? Does J.D. Vance care? I think J.D. Vance, in order to get elected and have two Republican presidents in a row, J.D. Vance is going to have the guy before him go out on a pretty big high note, or at least on a high note. He can't have it deteriorating. He can't have it to where the end of Donald Trump's tenure is something that's not on an upswing. Or people who are in the middle, people who are undecided, people who are independent, are going to look at it and say, you know, I could be swayed either way. And where am I going to go with it? Donald Trump needs to, and then you have the stuff just the end of last week. Was Donald Trump maybe factually correct in what he said to the six Democratic people who formerly served that decided they want to come out and say harsh words? Yes, but he didn't need to say death. He just didn't. He could have just said they will be punished to the highest form that the law allows. And he would have been fine. But now they've, in a way, twisted it, but in a way played to their masses and said he wants them executed. And it's almost impossible to wriggle out from under that when he never would have got involved in that nonsense if he didn't use the word death. So has he lost the momentum that he seemingly gained over the summer? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We get into that and a few more things before we get out of here at the end of the hour. All right, here's what you get when you're just down the middle here. Two texts from the same number today when talking about this. Simply asking if Trump has maybe lost some of the momentum that he gained by those three things that he did kind of over the summer. Here's the first text, right? Just what did Biden get done in 4 years, dude? Why don't you talk about that, lefty? Yes, because I'm way on the far left. And Joe Biden has nothing to do with this. Zero. Now, a little later from that same number. Hey, Colin, are you sure your name's not Lenny? Because you're really starting to sound like him. Why? Why is that? Because I call it down the middle? Maybe you're just blinded by your red baseball cap and being on the total far right and not seeing that you could, in totality, really like somebody, really think he's good, but point out when things aren't going good. The prime example in those two texts of why partisan politics suck and why people are so messed up. Because that very same person that sent those texts is the same person that screams about people voting straight Democrat and how it screwed up cities all over this country. You know, we need to have some introspection if we're ever going to get stuff fixed. I just asked if Trump's momentum has maybe been stopped some. Because I think it's a very fair question. Randy's on the highway. Take the highway, Randy.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
So I only caught a little bit of your show. I just caught you at the end there, and I don't really know anything about your show. I know about KDKA. I move around a lot in the truck. So, but I don't really think Donald Trump has lost his momentum. I think that, like always, things are going to be put forth negatively on him. But I look at the glass running over. I look at all the crime that is being exposed. Last night I was listening to a station, and they were talking about Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and what they uncovered with the Somalians up there. It was $3 million in 2018 spent, tax dollars spent on autism. And today it's $400 million. And there's
right. You know what I'm talking about, though? I'm talking about a federal judge dismissing these indictments against both Comey and Letitia James.
Oh, well, of course they are. Of course, the federal judges are woke. They're way out of line. I mean, you know that, and so do I.
Well, I'm asking you this because I think it's a good discussion, though, as to why Trump handpicked Halligan, and then he did that. Some would connect dots to say, to bring cases against his political enemies, and when that falls apart, that's a bad look, Randy.
Yeah, and you can look at it like that, you know. But here's the way I look at it: look, when people say Trump's political enemies, I think they're America's political enemies. These people have been stealing from us, lying to us, stealing, thieving, killing babies. I mean, you go down the line; it's pretty made America a pretty despicable place. Now, I don't know how old you are. But I'm 67.
How old do you think I am?
I grew up, I don't know, brother. You sound young.
I'm 48.
Are you 19?
48 years old.
Okay. But, you know, look, so you got to have a fond memory of, look, I come from a family. My dad was OSS. He was in World War II. You know, all of my relatives ran to the bus in World War II. And the next war was Korea. Relatives went there. My brother-in-law's went to Vietnam. You know, I mean, patriots, you know, patriots. We loved America, and I still love America. I want it to succeed. It's the only free country in the world.
Well, I think that's all fair. I think those are all great points. I think, though, there are times in which if Trump is going to do what's best for the Republican Party moving forward beyond the end of his tenure, that there are certain things he needs to tighten up. That is for sure. And make it more about that party, make it more about this country, and a little less about Donald Trump. And I that's just how I feel about it. Well, I'm not questioning Larry's tease, but I am going to bring up this question. Do the people going antler deer season hunting, do they know all you need to know about antler deer hunting, though? That's my only apprehension about that. Is there anybody that is going to be reached during that segment and then go, you know what? I didn't know that. I'm going to go antler deer hunting now. You're going to have to listen now too. How about that? A tease for a tease. Speaking of teases, we'll hear from Cam Hayward before we get out of here today. I will grab your calls. If you're on the line, stay there. Not to pat myself on the back, Paul Alexander already did this. I set the over-under Sunday, 1:03 p.m., the time when the first bozo gets arrested trying to bring a firearm through TSA at the new airport. Yesterday, 1:03 p.m. And I set that over-under on like Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. County police charged a pit Karen man, 6:14 a.m. yesterday. I was close. So if you bet the under, you hit. Some bozo, 26 years old, last name Lang, charged with carrying a firearm without a license. The FBI is notified. This fella just didn't know the rules. Bad gun owner, all of that. But that over-under was close. They should hire me in Vegas or at some offshore bookmaker. Ed's in Cecil. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Colin. I kind of think you're right. I think Trump has seen his better days. I mean, I did like a lot of the stuff that he did, but this latest here with the Letitia James and the former FBI director is shows a weakness in what he does. And I attribute the one probably the biggest thing I don't like about his administration is Pam Bondi. I mean, what's up with this DOGE uncovered billions of dollars being sent out for people that are already dead on Social Security? What are we doing about these Congress people that insider trading? We're going to let Nancy Pelosi just retire with hundreds of millions of dollars that obviously she got questionable or illegally. And Pam Bondi, I mean, she's pretty and all, but she's not cutting the mustard. He needs a Tom Homan-like in her position.
And Doge just went out of business pretty quietly, you know. They just kind of pulled the plug on Doge. It is interesting, especially with this Letitia James and the Comey stuff. If you're going to line up your handpicked person, you better vet it out all the way through and make sure that they could hear this case, they could prosecute this case and go through with it. And if you're going to try to get somebody, make sure you can get them, Ed. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. He really dropped the ball here. He looks really bad. And after the midterm elections, he's done. He's a lame duck.
Yeah, and you know what? That seems to be, at least for me, his approval rating inside his party is, always going to be sky high. It's going to be 85, 87, approaching 90%. And that's not going to change. But that's a bunch of back patting from people that are going to pat your back. With Trump, it's going to be interesting to see if he is going to try to pave some road for the next Republican, J.D. Vance, and how he's going to try to help him out. That, to me, is going to say a lot about the guy. And it's just, it is not, I don't care. And you could text me all you want. You could say all these mean words, as people are doing. And you're just showing your own ass, honestly. I call it down the middle. I call it as I see it. And while Trump had a lot of momentum, he seized it for a little while over the summer. There's just been a series of missteps. And honestly, I do think a lot of people more than would let on, like the Doge stuff. I think it was very good. I think he got some stuff in order. But the series of missteps now need to do an about face really quick for him to kind of save face some. Jake's in Carnegie. Hi, Jake.
Real quick, you're missing a point on the whole Trump thing and Letitia James and Comey. This is Chinese water torture because he's going to bring them in every time. He's going to start it up again. They're going to have to hire their own attorneys. It's going to be a miserable for them. He is treating them the way they treated him. And let's face it, he's only been in office for 9 months. We got 3 more years of this left. Take it easy, Colin.
Sir, did you miss his first term?
No. Honest to Pete, we got 3 more years left. Let's see where this thing goes.
But let's have a discussion. You say he's only been in office 9 months. He was president.
No, I'm saying this term is only 9 months. We got 3 more years left.
Listen. No. I'm willing to listen because I need educated on this, I think. Tell me what the strategy is then when a federal judge dismisses indictments. I don't think anybody walks into a courtroom and wants to lose.
And then what happens is they regroup and they take them back in again. And if the judge throws it out, then they regroup and they take them back in again. They can do this over and over.
They sure can. What? But in what my knowledge of the legal system is, if you're going to do this, Jake, why wouldn't you appoint a second chair so that second prosecutor could pick up the case from this point?
Oh, they're just regrouping. This, you're right. This is a major screw up on their part. But he knows he can sit there and play with them like a cat and a mouse. These guys are going to wish they had never known him because he is going to make them pay through the nose.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure, go ahead.
You know about the legal system. I think I have a pretty decent grasp of it. I think that there are a lot of people in the middle, a lot of independents or a lot of people whose votes can be swayed that don't want to, don't know, won't take the time to look at intricacies that you may or may not be right on, and they just see it as a loss. To give that impression to people probably isn't a good thing if you're looking to carry momentum for your party or for your next candidate, who would be Vance.
You got it wrong. He doesn't care. He does not care. He doesn't care about the Republicans. He doesn't care about the Democrats.
Don't cry when Josh Shapiro is the next president.
Oh, I don't cry when Josh Shapiro is the next president. Believe me, Josh Shapiro's been running. They're all running. They're just as bad as the other one. Here we are. Josh Shapiro is running for president, and he doesn't even have a budget for the state of Pennsylvania. That's going to get brought up 50 times over. Jake DeLucio is the happiest person in the world, that now Trump is making him out to be an enemy of the people. Come on. Let's face it. All of these guys, it's nothing but a game to them, and we're all getting screwed by it.
Well, that's fair, but then I'm just lost on all of it. If Trump, if you're willing to admit, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but if you're willing to admit that Trump's whole existence is self-serving and not for the country and not for his party and not for people, then why would you vote for that and admit that? I'm totally lost, because I don't think it was when those three things that I outlined, sealing off the border, going and getting the guy, the Fogle, who was in the Russian prison, that's for sure, or bombing the nuclear sites in Iran. I don't think that was all self-serving. He gave the impression that was for the betterment of the greater good, all three of those things. What a painful watch for the Steelers. The Steelers game yesterday. 31-28, they're now 6-5. Maybe that's what they are. Maybe they're just average, like 6-5. My one friend, well, they're all my friends, like 21 members of his family went out to Chicago. It would have been my buddy Dave and Casey and Billy and all them, they went out there. It would have been an exciting game to go to, but not the result the away team wanted. You know what? They're in for a surprise. I'll tell you this, and we'll hear from Cam Hayward. That's why I say all this. They're in for a surprise on Sunday. I bet Buffalo brings a ton of people here, like a ton. It's going to look like that Dallas game a couple years ago. The way things are lined out right now, I just have a feeling that there'll be a gazillion Bills fans inside that stadium. Holiday weekend, some people unloading their tickets, short drive, all that. It's just lined out to be a lot of Bills fans. Anyway, Cam Hayward spoke. Not dejected, but not necessarily in the best mood he's ever been. He spoke after the game yesterday. And you got to turn it up just a little bit. There are times when it dips down volume-wise, but it's the best audio that there is, because he was the biggest straight shooter, I think, yesterday after the game. Give a listen to Cam Hayward. Here is what he said.
In a season-long issue, can any explanation for inability to get off the field on third and fourth downs?
There's an inconsistency there. Sometimes we are, sometimes we aren't. I got to really dive into the tape to really look back, but I don't know. Off the field, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but got to take a look.
It's a small detail, but in that situation at the end of the game there, you guys have to tell James to get off the field, and knowing that rule, that you guys lose the timeout there, or you guys ever talk about that?
We've talked about it. Guys hurt. We'd love to get them off the field, but, you know, circumstances didn't allow us to, and, just went in their favor at that point.
Frustrating part is it's hard to be able to stack great performance after great performance.
Is that great?
That was out a little bit.
Yeah, we want to stack good performances. You want to get Ws. Riding the roller coaster doesn't just apply to the adversity and the ebbs and flows of games, but it comes down to wins and losses. Stack one on top of another. Learn from your lesson. Keep moving on. It's not just they disappear after one game.
Six games left. Two are against the Ravens. Is that sort of the way you guys have to look at this now?
Taking one game at a time. I think we got Buffalo coming in next week. It'd be unfortunate for us to overlook them. Ball in front of us, but we got to take care of our business. Can't look around.
Ken, when you've been on defenses that have been good, quick change, getting stops, what do those defenses do, and maybe what aren't you guys able to get to right now in that area?
Off the top of my head, I think just the sudden change this game. Obviously you want your offense to finish with points, but there's adversity in the game. And as a defense, we got to relish those moments, get off the field, sometimes surrender three or less. But we didn't do that today.
Kim, what is the most frustrating part, the most frustrating thing you guys are dealing with right now in your mind?
That we're losing. if we had set up, we make a couple plays at the end and, we win this game, we say, oh, we're moving forward and we can learn from this. But the hourglass is, going and the sand's falling through. There's not a lot of time for mistakes. And, in these, very critical games between good teams, one team has to lose, one team has to win. But it's those critical details that come down to.
That was a great answer, though. What's the most frustrating part of all this? That we're losing. Pretty good answer. I don't think anybody wants the Steelers to lose, but I do. I know he's soured on some people because he asked for more money, because of this, because of that. I still think Cam Hayward's legacy is a pretty great one, even though, again, how fickle fans can be and that he's fallen out of favor with some people. But I'm worried. I think Steelers will go 3-3 the rest of the way. Like I said, they're an average team. They always were going to be average. They're average. That's what they are. They're a .500 team. Some people accept it, I guess.